8:34 here, Fremont's Morning Mix, and Fridays, it is time for the RVR Bank guest DJ.
Yep.
Carla James?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Today we have Garrett Schwanke and Nate Schwanke.
Good morning.
That's convenient.
Yeah, that is. It makes it easy. They should know each other and know exactly what each person does, right?
And I've known them for a few years.
Just yeah. Yep. Well, welcome, Nate. Nice to have you here.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.
Maybe explain to our listeners where you work and what you do.
Yeah. So I work for City of Fremont Parks and Recreation. I'm the recreation superintendent for the City of Fremont. So anything rec, we deal with, and even lean into parks sometimes when we have to. So
yeah. So how did you get into this? I know you've been doing it for a little while now.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just came up, just got my 7 years here at the city. I went to Wayne State College, graduated with a sport management degree. From there, I went and worked at some YMCAs in Omaha. And when the opportunity came up to come back to Fremont, I said, yeah, that'd be great. So
nice.
Here we are.
Nice. Good deal. Well, you picked a good college.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's where I went. Is that where?
Unfortunately not.
No, I'm a loper. I went out to Kearney.
Oh, went to Kearney.
I know.
Carla, where'd you go?
I went to Dana.
Oh, that's right. I knew that. Yeah. So anyway, a good choice. We're obviously, way better than Kearney.
I don't know about that.
So let's talk a little bit about how this all works for the City of Fremont. Right now, not a lot going on, or is there still some things that open skating?
Yeah. So we just got done with our winter activities over Fremont, Bergen, Trinity. Winter break, we like to pack in some activities so kids get out in the community, have some more interaction. They're not just sitting at home on their video games. And so we had a few different activities. The first one was our free skates over at the YMCA side in our ice arena. We had four different free skates. Our lowest total was 119, with our biggest day having 306 kids.
Whoa.
On that one.
Whoa, yeah. That's fabulous.
So we had 904 total kids over the 4 days. We coordinate with Angie over there at Seidner. They've always been a great partner to us, always give us a lot of time. We usually run 1 to 3 on those, so those totals come in a two-hour period. On that day, we had 306 kids. They were running out of a whole bunch of different sizes of skates.
And sure they were.
Yeah, because we only track the kids. There are some parents that come in there and hang out or try to help their little skate a little bit. So
Yeah. I mean, it is a learning experience. You get a lot of young kids in there. And the Seidner Ice Arena, a great place to do that.
Absolutely. What an absolute asset to the city. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. Oh, my gosh. I didn't realize there were that many. I know my grandkids went and skated one day. So, that's big.
Yeah, we also had a couple bowling days over here at 30 Bowl. Our first day, we had 30 bowlers that came over and rolled some balls. And the second day, we had 39. So, again, we've worked with 30 Bowl for a long time. They've always been a great partner with us.
When was that? I didn't hear about that.
We had December 28th and January 3rd.
Okay.
So those are, the free skates are just show up. You can sign in and go skating. The bowling, and then we also had a movie that we had to limit and have a registration for just based on number of sizes of or limitations there. So.
Good. Good deal. Do you see the demand growing? It seems like it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot of demand in the city for outside activities and just activities in general for young families. So that's what we're trying to do and trying to get better at is having some more one-off events that tailor more to young families and free activities for the public to come out and take advantage of. So
yeah. I mean, we really haven't had much snow, but the sleigh riding, what we call a hill, has still been a little active. But can you double that and make it a little higher?
I wish that I had the power to do that, but unfortunately, no.
So we used to have a snow machine. We don't have one anymore, do we?
I believe we still have it. It does not work, and if it did, there are limitations on when we can use it.
Oh, okay.
I know we get a lot of calls from the public on that. We have to have temperatures under 19 degrees for 14 days in a row.
Oh, geez. I hope not.
Yeah,
that's what Mount Crescent is running into as well, the problem that they had getting a late start this
season. Oh, sure, sure.
The temperature isn't cooperating.
Yeah. Exactly. So,
yeah.
Because without that frozen ground, that artificial just melts right away.
Oh, yeah, so, I'll bet it does. Yep. Yeah. No, that's it'd be nice to have the colder temperatures, but not.
Exactly. Well,
I think we'll be okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've got my snow for the season. I'm good.
That's right. Yeah. We're talking with Nate Schwanke with the Fremont Parks and Rec Department as our RVR Bank guest DJ this morning. Any other winter activities that are coming up?
Right now, we are working on planning a couple different things. One that I feel comfortable sharing is we're working on getting a community event together over at Clemens Park when we get a little bit more snow.
Yeah.
To have a few businesses in the Fremont community come out and do a snow sculpture contest. So with that, we'd like the public to come out and look at maybe voting, enjoying some hot chocolate, enjoying the sled hill at Clemens, a few different things, just to make it a big community activity. So
that would be cool. There's really no, I was just thinking about this as you were speaking. No, there used to be a place, I think, where we flooded an area and there was outdoor skating. Yep. And I would imagine there's some liability and all that that goes with that, too. But is there any possibility of doing something like that again?
We've talked about it. There would be a lot that would have to happen to bring those back, and especially with Seidner Ice Arena here in town. You know, there's not a whole lot of demand for that, that outdoor. So.
Yeah, just wondering.
Yeah.
Yeah. You picked out some music here. How about we take a break and we'll come back and talk some more? I know you got a lot to talk about. There's summer activities.
I know, summer
spring
ones.
Stuff, too. Mm-hmm. So
absolutely.
You picked out a little Africa. Any significance? Your brother's favorite? Or
this is actually one of our favorite plays at Splash Station and Rowan Pool over the summer. So.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Nice. All right. Well, let's get it going here this morning. Africa, our RBR Bank guest DJ. We'll be right back. Good choice by Nate Schwanke. So that was one of the popular songs at Splash Station over the weekend or the summer.
Yep. That's one of our popular ones. It's one the lifeguards love and keep bringing back. So,
well, we all like it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a lot of fun. Speaking of Splash Station, had a good summer?
We did. Yeah, we had a very good summer. We regressed a little bit this past year in numbers, but when I say that, it's marginal. And that's all dependent on weather. We had a couple more rain days than we did the previous summer, a couple more superchlorinations at the pool. That all cuts into that time. So
yeah, those are factors you really can't control.
Exactly.
So things happen. That's
exactly.
For sure.
Exactly.
Speaking of, we're talking to you, Nate Schwanke with Fremont Parks and Rec, our RVR Bank guest DJ this morning. And I imagine every year you kind of go through and plan things out. So can you share some information on the master plan for Parks and Rec?
Yeah. So we have met and awarded contract to, I believe, JEO for the Parks Master Plan. So that is coming down the pipe here. We'll be busy with that going forward. Be on the lookout. We will be asking for public input on a lot of different things. I know that the next step is for JEO to come out and do some data collection here in the city. You know, what's the demographics at our park? Who's using our parks? How are they using our parks? Just kind of trying to put this Parks Master Plan together to really make the future of Fremont better, show us how we can revitalize some of our parks and utilize them in better ways, and then also future growth here in the city as well. So
Yeah, a lot to talk about there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, one of the shining stars, I would say, would be the Summer Rec program.
Absolutely.
Yep. Maybe just explain to our listeners what that is, or maybe some people out there that don't know about it.
Yeah, so we have our Summer Parks Rec program. That is a program for kids that are kindergarten through eighth grade. With that, you go get dropped off at the park during the day. You can go 5 days a week. You can go to your neighborhood park. And then we just provide, you know, summer camp style activities for everybody. Excuse me.
No problem.
provide arts and crafts. We go to some in-town field trips, take a couple out-of-town field trips. really trying to bring that back as well. You know, that's one of those that kind of died with COVID.
Right.
Bringing that back and bringing staff back has been difficult, but it is working out now. We are getting back with that program. So
good deal. And it seems like it's kind of worked its way out as far as some of the sporting things have happened, along with softball and baseball. You've kind of worked with other partners, haven't you?
We have. We took a real hard look at what other communities our size and towns that Fremont are competing with, and what are they doing? You know, how are they handling this? You know, we held on to our Parks and Rec baseball program for a very long time, but it came to the point where... The Nighthawks, Lady Hawks could handle that better, and it would give everybody in town kind of a, you start here, go through here, and then transition into that Fremont baseball, Legion baseball.
So. Yeah, that seems like a good transition, because with the little kid Nighthawks, it's not, a lot of people have that impression that it's all competitive. And right. It's really not. It's more learning than it is anything.
Absolutely, yeah. And they're able to provide a lot better coaching to the coaches. And this is how you structure a practice. This is how you structure a game. You know, how do you tell when kids have just kind of had enough for the day? You know, we need to sit these kids down and let them start on the orange slices.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Very good. So summer rec program, not only is it the parks, but you also have Splash Station that you're working with too, right?
Yep. So we run Splash Station and Ronan Pool. Again, we have a pool of about 50 guards last year, lifeguards to run both pools, and then a pool of about 20 admissions staff as well.
Wow. Yeah, that's a good staff, coordinating a lot of people and making sure everybody can lifeguard. I mean, that becomes an important part of the puzzle.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. And we do, you know, a great job of recruiting with our guards. Our guards recruit new and younger, and they keep coming in. So as we lose some, we get a new batch that comes in. Kathy Ross does a lot of our trainings.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
With our lifeguard training and our CPR and first aid. So.
With the library moving to its real location, I imagine that'll help having some city auditorium space available.
Absolutely, yeah. So we will be coming back with the city auditorium. We are coming into it right now and starting to do some fix-ups and clean-ups from, you know, when you have a full functioning library in there for a little
good
year.
So, yeah.
It takes a little bit of cleanup before we can reopen it to the public, but it's very minor, and I think we should be coming out here very shortly with bookings information. So
good.
If you want that, you can follow us on our City of Fremont Facebook page, City of Fremont Parks and Recreation Facebook page. We'll be putting information out there for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. It's always nice to know what's going on there.
Yeah, that's for sure. Anything we're missing right now? We're talking to Nate Schwanke with Fremont Parks and Rec. And just getting the lowdown on everything that's involved there.
Yeah, so I think the other thing that we can talk about is we just kind of wrapped, like I mentioned earlier, some of our one-off community events. We had our Breakfast with Santa here not too long ago, and we ended up having right around 400 people at that. Annual Breakfast
with
Santa.
That's awesome.
So yeah, hoping to keep that as our annual event, bring that back. Another one that we ran was our first annual zombie run. We had about 50 participants in that. That was kind of fun there in that Halloween time period. So hoping to bring that back and make it bigger and better.
Yeah. Those are different events throughout the different holidays that you can really make something out of. Valentine's is coming up. St. Patty's.
And then St. Patrick's Day. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Lots to work with there. Nate, how about we play another song, and then we'll come back and kind of wrap things up. You picked out Traveling Wilburys. Any significance here?
This is just one of my favorite songs from my favorite TV show, Parks and Recreation.
8:52, we'll be right back here on Fremont's Morning Mix.
Thank you, guys. Thank you guys very much.
Yeah, Garrett has the next half hour.
Yeah.
There we go.
I'm not sure what you're going to talk about for in a half hour, but...
Right. No, but things are going well, rolling into the new year, turning things over into 2024, and we're busy, and so that's good. We appreciate the community support and look forward to another good year.
Very good. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. RVR Bank, our sponsor of this every Friday morning right here on Fremont's Morning Mix. It's 8:57. Should we do the walk and finish it up here?
I think we should.
All right. Yeah. We'll get Dire Straits going here till 9 o'clock. Fremont's Morning Mix.